The prayers we're praying and the message of tonight
Adura taupa ati oro taupa rawaso
is grouped together under one heading
La kojo sabe akuri kan
called
Tunje
the compulsory surgical operation.
Ise abe to didodo
the compulsory surgical operation.
Ise abe to didodo.
And you do well to listen very carefully. The compulsory surgical operation. From the three scriptures we are going to read now,
we
will be able to identify the kind of surgical operation that God wants everybody to have. Whether you are black or white, blue, whatever is your color, whether you are born again many years, we got born again many years back, you are born again now, you've done deliverance, you've not done deliverance, this surgical operation is compulsory.
This
is compulsory.
Odi dodo.
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 10,
Deuteronomy orikewa.
I read from verse 16 to 17. Deuteronomy 10, 16 to 17. The words of tonight are very serious words before the Lord our God. They are words on which the Lord does not compromise. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart.
Nitorino eko aya yin nila.
And be no more stiff-necked.
Ki e ma si se Olorun lile mo.
Wa?
Ki
For the Lord your God is God of gods.
Nítorí Olúwa Ọlọ́run yín, Ọlọ́run àwọn Ọlọ́run ni.
And Lord of lords.
Àti Olúwa àwọn Olúwa.
Great God.
Ọlọ́run títóbi.
A mighty and a terrible.
Alágbára àti ẹlẹ́rù.
Which regarded not persons.
Tí kìí ṣe ojúsàájú.
Not taken reward.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kìí gba àbẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
Let me read those sober words again. Deuteronomy 10 from 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart. And be no more stiff-necked.
Why?
For the Lord your God is God of gods.
Nítorí Olúwa Ọlọ́run yín, Ọlọ́run àwọn Ọlọ́run ni.
And Lord of lords.
Àti Olúwa àwọn Olúwa.
A great God.
Ọlọ́run títóbi.
Mighty and a terrible.
Alágbára àti ẹlẹ́rù.
Which regarded not persons.
Tí kìí ṣe ojúsàájú.
Not taken reward.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kìí gba àbẹ̀tẹ́lẹ̀.
There is a surgical operation demanded.
Iṣẹ́ abẹ kan wà tí a nílò.
And it has to be the first king of our heart.
Ikola okan wa si ni.
The Lord is calling for a spiritual circumcision.
Oluwa n bere fun ikola aya nipa temi.
He's asking for the circumcision of our hearts.
Oluwa n bere fun ikola okan wa.
It's a serious request.
O je ebere ati ebe to lagbara.
And it's a sober request.
O ti je ohun ti a ni lati ronu si.
In Romans chapter 2,
Rome ori keji,
verse 28 to 29.
Ese ikeji dini ogbon si ikokan dini ogbon.
Romans chapter 2,
Rome ori keji,
28 to 29.
Ese ikeji dini ogbon si ikokan dini
ogbon. This is what it says.
Ohun to wire.
Romans 2,
Rome ori keji,
28 to 29.
Ese ikeji dini
ogbon. For he is not a Jew.
Kìí ṣe èyí tó farahàn ní Jew.
Which is one outwardly.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni kìí ṣe èyí tó farahàn.
Neither is that circumcision which is outwardly flesh.
Ni ara ni ìkọlà.
But this is a Jew which is one inwardly.
Ṣùgbọ́n Jew ti inú ni Jew.
And circumcision is God of the heart.
Àti ìkọlà ti ọkàn.
In the spirit.
Nínú ẹ̀mí ni.
And not in the letter.
Kìí ṣe ti òde ara.
Whose praise is not of men.
Iyì ẹni tí kò sí lọ́dọ̀ ènìyàn.
But of God.
Tí kò ṣe lọ́dọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
One more scripture.
Ó kọ ẹsẹ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kan sí.
Acts of Apostles chapter 7.
Iṣẹ́ apostolic orí keje.
Verse 51.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlé ní àádọ́ta.
Acts chapter 7.
Iṣẹ́ apostolic orí keje.
Verse 51.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlé ní àádọ́ta.
What does it say in that place?
Kí ló wí níbẹ̀?
Acts 7.
Iṣẹ́ àwọn apostolic orí keje ẹsẹ̀ ìkọkànlé láàdọ́ta.
This is Stephen.
Stephen rè é.
Speaking.
Tó ń sọ̀rọ̀.
He said, "You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart, and then he added, and ears."
Ẹ̀yin Ọlọ́run líle àti aláìkọlà àyà òun etí.
You do always receive the Holy Ghost.
Nígbà gbogbo ni ẹ̀yin máa dènà ẹ̀mí mímọ́.
As your fathers did.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn bàbá yín.
So do ye.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ẹ̀yin.
What is this compulsory surgical operation?
Kí ni iṣẹ́ abẹ tó di dandan yìí?
The compulsory surgical operation is circumcision.
Òun ni ìkọlà.
What is circumcision?
Kí wá ni ìkọlà?
Circumcision is the removal of the foreskin in a male.
Ìkọlà ni yíyọ àtọ̀tọ̀ kúrò lára ọmọdékùnrin.
The body that God chose to cut off is intentional.
Ara tí Olúwa pinnu láti gé kúrò, ó mọ̀ mọ̀ ni.
Because from that body part, all children are born.
Nítorí láti ẹ̀yà ara yẹn ní pàtó gangan ni gbogbo ọmọ ti ń jáde.
The foreskin is a covering of the male organ.
Àtọ̀tọ̀ ó jẹ́ nǹkan tó bo nǹkan ọmọkùnrin.
Circumcision in the Bible is the answer to the question of sin.
Ìkọlà nínú Bíbélì, òun ni ìdáhùn fún ìbéèrè ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ dídá.
Sin is revealed in the Bible.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ la fi wọ̀n nínú Bíbélì.
Sin is a cheat. Sin is a deceiver.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó jẹ́ atọ́nijẹ́. Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó jẹ́ ẹni tó máa ń lu ni ní
jìbìtì. Sin is a destroyer.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ó jẹ́ apanirun.
Sin will promise you pleasure and pay you in the currency of pain.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ yóò ṣe ìlérí ìgbádùn fún ọ, ṣùgbọ́n yóò fún ọ ní owó ìnira.
Sin will promise you life, but will pay back in the currency of death. Sin will promise you profit, but it will pay you back in the currency of poverty. The danger of sin is beyond expression. Sin will take you to where you never intended to go in your life. Sin is when you miss the mark of God. I declare that I don't want God to reign over me. I want to run my own life my own way. I have a right in my heart to decide what is right for me. My decision is mine. Sin is when you overstep your divine limit, your divine boundary. Sin is when you fail to attain your divine standard. Sin is dangerous. Sin is disastrous. Sin is terrible. That is why God's answer to the question of sin is circumcision of the heart. The blunt truth is this. God is interested in what is going on inside of us than what will bring out. The Bible says that some people, their hearts are evil. The Bible says that some people, their hearts are desperately wicked. The Bible says some hearts are very weak, very weak. The Bible says that some hearts are very deceptive. The Bible says that some hearts are very rebellious and impenitent. The Bible says that some hearts that are double hearts. They're double. Yes, no, no, yes. The Bible says that some hearts that are hard, very hard hearts. The Bible says that some hearts that are stony. There are some hearts that are perverse. There are some hearts that are foolish. There are some hearts that are proud. God is interested in what is going on in our heart. God told Samuel, look not unto the stature of that man, because the Lord sees not as a man sees. So the man will look at the outside, but God looks at the inside. So don't look at his stature, because I have already rejected him. I can see what is going on in his heart. Beloved, what we are saying tonight is this. Your outward confession and what you claim to be does not matter as far as God is concerned. What matters to God is what is going on inside your heart. And if that area is rough, terrible, dirty, uncircumcised, there is nothing anybody can do to help you. You are on your way to hellfire. Until you do something about the state of your heart. The Bible says the heart of man is desperately wicked. This is why the circumcision is necessary. The major opposition, I say that again, the major opposition to what God wants to do in our lives is the flesh. For God to insist that nobody will relate to him without circumcision, it must be a serious affair. Abraham, the father of faith, was circumcised at the age of
99.
So a true Christian is one that is circumcised in the heart by the Spirit of the living God. I'm not talking about I'm a pastor, I'm general overseer, I'm a superintendent, my father was a pastor. No. Those ones are not relevant now. We're talking about the state of your heart. Right there where you are seated now. If you like, you can steal. You can kill. You can rape. You can commit adultery. You can commit fornication. Right there in the laboratory of your heart on your seat. So what some people are not bold enough to do with their physical hands and legs, they can carry out all these instructions in the laboratory of their heart. That's why the Bible said the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? My wife was hearing something with me. He said one preacher was preaching. And I was this lady at the front row. The more the preacher preached, the more this woman busted into tears and was crying and shaking vigorously.
Hey,
was shaking there. And when the preacher saw the reaction of the woman, he too gathered more strength and began to talk and talk. And the woman cried. After the service, the pastor said, go and bring her. And they brought the woman. They said, madam, the preacher said, but I saw that through the message you were crying. Said yes.
Benny.
Say, what aspect of the message is making you to cry? The woman said, no. I was just looking at you, how handsome you are. And I was saying here, I wish that this man is my husband. So that's why I was crying. The heart of man
is
desperately wicked. The Bible says, who can
eat?
Deep. Desperately wicked. If all of a sudden all of you sitting down here tonight, you discover that this Geo has a capacity to visit you one by one and begin to tell everybody what you have been thinking all week, what you have been thinking last year, you will run away. It's a serious matter. It will take God's circumcision to deal with our hearts. A person will smile at you, but if you give him a sword inside, he will cut off your head. But he's smiling. A mother shouted at her son, hey, you, sit down.
He
was saying, mommy, I don't want to sit down. I said, sit down. Say, mommy, I don't want to sit down.
Mommy
said, if you don't sit down, I will come and spank you.
I
will beat you. The boy now sat down. He said, mommy, I'm sitting down.
Say,
inside, I'm standing
down.
The heart of man is desperately wicked. Jeremiah chapter 17.
It's
good for us to see this passage. Jeremiah 17.
Verse 9.
The heart is deceitful above all things. The heart, he says,
okay,
is deceitful above all things. And desperately wicked. Who can know it? Beloved, you better spend tonight observing the laboratory of your heart. And call upon the Son of God to carry out the circumcision of your heart. Because when God begins to judge sin, God does not really judge physical action much. He judges your motive, your intention, and the why you did what you did. Both your intention and your action are husbands and wives. So God judges the intention, the motive. That's what God looks at. The way you dress, the way you talk, the way you appear, God looks at your heart. God looks at your heart. I'm only drinking what I'm drinking because I want to cure malaria, and you are drinking beer. But God sees when you are drinking this. When there is an uncircumcised male, there is a collection of congealed material under the foreskin. This material has been proven to be able to cause cancer. An uncircumcised male can perform all the functions of the circumcised one. When dressed, both of them cannot be differentiated between the circumcised and the uncircumcised. But an uncircumcised male is a disaster, a destruction waiting to happen somewhere. Likewise, the uncircumcised heart is difficult to identify. But the person is dead walking about. In a tradition where circumcision is practiced, an uncircumcised child cannot strip naked easily among his colleagues. Where they practice circumcision. Certain facts I want you to know here this evening. When somebody is uncircumcised in the heart, they cover up a lot of things. They use spirituality to cover up their internal decay. They use zeal to cover up the internal decay. They use outside noise to cover up the demotion that is inside. They use all kinds of tricks to cover up what is happening in the inside. The uncircumcised male we not like to undress in public because of shame. The uncircumcised in the heart too, they have things they hide from their friends. What they hide from their spouses. What they hide from the pastors. What they hide from the counselors. What they even hide from their prayer partner. When somebody is uncircumcised in heart, he has many things to hide. There are many things he don't want people to see in the public. There are many secrets will be coming up. He will tell lies to cover up those things. As one lie is expiring, it tells another lie to cover it up. When you put an uncircumcised pastor on the pulpit, all you have done is to put an undone man behind that pulpit. I And since he's an undone man, he will preach an undone message that will not help anybody. Think about it, beloved. Are there things you will be highly embarrassed if we come here and begin to show, put a large film screen here and begin to show you there? If you have those kinds of things, the simple answer, your heart is not really circumcised. Circumcision is a painful procedure. The uncircumcised have things in their lives which when exposed cause them pain. Many run away from the presence of the Lord because they do not wish to be circumcised in their hearts. Eventually the problem catches up with them. The enemy of our soul has a powerful X-ray scanning machine. Simply by looking at you, they know your spiritual level, they know how strong you are, they know whether you are very prayerful, they know whether you are not prayerful, they know whether you are filled with the Holy Ghost, they know you inside out. Another factor is this. No one can circumcise himself. Every believer that entered through the door of salvation must submit himself to God to deal with his heart. We must surrender ourselves to God to deal with our
heart.
Excess flesh in a Christian life is useless and destructive. But for a believer who entered through the window, he can still be tricking people, deceiving people. One day some people brought some cases to the jail here. You see, those are some of those things that waste the time of pastors. When they begin to discuss business, nobody comes to tell you. When there is problem now, the jail becomes fire brigade. This brother found a business. He found a business running up to 6 million naira. But he didn't have one cupboard to process it. He looked for another brother. That one cannot find business, but he has money. So they now decided, we're going to do this business. When we do this business, since I was the one that found it, I took 40% of the profit. You that are just putting money down, 60%. They agreed verbally as Christians. And everything was going well until they released the check. The person who put that money took the check and now refused to pay the person who shared the business. And both of them are born again. Something is wrong somewhere. Somebody's heart is not circumcised. Somebody's heart is still hard and broken. Somebody's heart is still deceptive. Somebody's heart is still wicked. Desperately wicked. I want you to understand this very, very well. When you do not have a circumcised heart, just like the male who were not circumcised are cut off from the presence of God, you will be cut off from the congregation of God's people.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti máa ń ké àwọn ọkùnrin aláìkọlà kúrò níwájú Olúwa, bẹ́ẹ̀ la ó ké ìwọ náà kúrò níwájú àti láàrin àwọn ènìyàn Ọlọ́run.
For a deep and closer walk with God.
Fún ìbáṣepọ̀ tó jinlẹ̀ tí ó sì súnmọ́ Ọlọ́run tipẹ́.
We must submit ourselves unto the circumcision of the heart.
A gbọ́dọ̀ fi ara wa sílẹ̀ fún ìkọlà àyà.
Many things happen, beloved.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan ló ń ṣẹlẹ̀ ara.
I've seen a case of a general overseer entering into a combat with one of his pastors.
O ti rí ibi tí alábòjútó ìjọ kan tó ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bá ìkan náà àwọn olùṣọ́àgùtàn rẹ̀ mẹ́kẹ́.
They boxed it out, the two of them.
Àwọn méjèèjì wọ́n di abẹ̀ṣẹ́kù bí òjò.
Members had to separate
you
and the pastor.
Ló ń láti la ìjà alábòjútó ìjọ àti olùṣọ́àgùtàn.
That was fighting.
Tí wọ́n ń bára wọn jà.
Why?
Kí ló fà á?
He posted the pastor to this branch.
Ọgbẹ́ olùṣọ́àgùtàn lọ sí ẹ̀ka kan.
Was that Joe that bought the lamb, bought everything?
Alábòjútó ìjọ ló ń ralẹ̀ ló ń ṣe gbogbo nǹkan.
One day this pastor woke up.
Lọ́jọ́ kan olùṣọ́àgùtàn tí wọ́n rán jáde bá dìde.
And he said, "This church shall no longer be called this name."
Ó bá ní a ò ní pe ìjọ yìí lórúkọ yìí mọ́.
He changed it to his own name.
Ó bá sọ di ó bá pa orúkọ òun dà sí orúkọ tirẹ̀.
Somebody phoned that Joe ran there.
Ẹnìkan bá tó tẹ alábòjútó lágo, alábòjútó sì gba ibẹ̀ lọ.
They started fighting physical.
Ìjà sì bẹ̀rẹ̀ lójú koroju.
Physical fighting.
Ìjà wọ́n bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kọ́ra wọn lẹ́jẹ̀.
That Joe has an uncircumcised heart.
Alábòjútó ọ̀hún ó ní àyà tí ó ìgbà ìkọlà.
The pastor too has a desperately wicked heart.
Olùṣọ́àgùtàn yẹn náà ọkàn yẹn náà burú jáì.
So what we are saying today transcends outward looks.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tí a ń sọ lónìí ó tayọ wíwò.
Outward looks are very deceptive.
Bí ènìyàn tí wò lójú a máa tọ́ ní jẹ́.
God sees the heart of all who are gathered here tonight.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yóò sọ gbogbo ẹni tó péjọ síbí láṣẹ.
He knows the level of wickedness going on in that heart.
Ó mọ ìpele ìwà ẹ̀ka tó ń ṣẹlẹ̀ lọ́kàn rẹ.
He can weigh every thought that is going in and out of that heart.
Ó lè mọ gbogbo èrò tó ń wọlé tó ń jáde nínú ọkàn náà.
And you may say I have a good heart, but as far as heaven is concerned, it's a wicked heart.
Ìwọ lè wí pé ọkàn tèmi dára ṣùgbọ́n lójú ọ̀run ọkàn búburú ni.
Moses was almost killed by God because his son was not circumcised.
Ọlọ́run fẹ́rẹ̀ pa Mose nítorí pé Mose ò kọ ọmọkùnrin rẹ̀ nílà.
Uncircumcision in and around us might lead to all kinds of terrible things.
Àìkọlà nínú wa àbí láyìíká wa ó lè fa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tí ò dáa.
In the book of Exodus, we are told.
Nínú ìwé Exodus àríkà.
How the uncircumcision does not allow one to partake in the Passover.
Bí àìkọlà ò ṣe ní jẹ́ kí ènìyàn lè kópa nínú àjọ ìrékọjá.
If you look at Exodus chapter 12:48.
Bàbá wo Exodus orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínláàádọ́ta.
Exodus 12:48.
Exodus orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínláàádọ́ta.
This is what it says in verse 48.
Ohun tó wí ní ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínláàádọ́ta rèé.
Exodus 12:48.
Exodus orí kejìlá ẹsẹ̀ kejìdínláàádọ́ta.
And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee.
Nígbà tí àlejò kan bá ń ṣe àtìpólọ́.
I will keep the Passover to the Lord. Let all his males be circumcised. And then let him come near and keep it.
Nígbà náà ni kí ẹjẹ́ kí ó súnmọ́ tòsí.
And he shall be as one that is born in the land.
Òwò sì dàbí ẹni tí a bí ní ilẹ̀ náà.
And listen to this. For no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof.
Nítorí tí kò sí ẹni aláìkọlà tí yóò jẹ nínú rẹ̀.
Uncircumcision does not allow one to partake in the Passover.
Àìkọlà kò ní gba ènìyàn láyè láti kópa nínú ìyàjọ ìrékọjá.
It is Passover that signifies deliverance from bondage. All these deliverance we are going for is a form of Passover.
Ìrékọjá òun ni ó ṣe àpẹẹrẹ ìtúsílẹ̀. Gbogbo àwọn onírúurú ìtúsílẹ̀ tá à ń ṣe ìyá àpẹẹrẹ ìrékọjá ló jẹ́.
So removing the foreskin of your heart will save you from a lot of deliverance prayers.
Ṣíṣe ìkọlà ọkàn rẹ yóò gbà ọ́ kúrò lọ́wọ́ ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ àdúrà ìtúsílẹ̀.
Because many operations we just lift away once they do not see a landing place in our heart.
Nítorí pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìnira ni yóò ká kúrò nígbà tí ò bá sí àyè tí wọ́n lè dúró sí nínú ọkàn wa.
When there is no landing place.
Nígbà tí ò bá sí ibi tí wọ́n lè dúró sí.
They just go away.
Wọ́n á máa bá tiwọn
lọ. Once they have a landing space.
Sọ nígbà tí wọ́n bá níbi tí wọ́n ó dúró sí.
Because the heart is still bad.
Nítorí ọkàn yìí burú.
They land there.
Wọ́n á dúró ń bẹ̀.
In the Bible, in order to replace the men of war that died in the wilderness.
Nínú Bíbélì láti lè rọ́pò àwọn ológun tó kú lágejù.
Circumcision was a qualification.
Ìkọlà ó wá jẹ́ àmì àmúyẹ.
You see, the entire Christian life is a war.
gbogbo igbesi aye kristiani ogun ni.
So that circumcision is required for you to be successful even in spiritual warfare.
Nítorí náà ìkọlà ya nílò rẹ̀ láti lè ṣàṣeyọrí nínú ogun jíjà tẹ̀mí.
What we are saying is this.
Ohun tí a ń sọ ni pé.
For effective and sensible spiritual warfare.
Fún ogun jíjà tẹ̀mí tí yóò múnádóko tó sì mọ́ bó wá.
Long deliverance session will not be necessary if our hearts are circumcised.
Ìdúsílẹ̀ ìgbà tó pẹ́ à nílò rẹ̀ bí ọkọ̀ wa bá gba ìkọlà.
You cannot circumcise yourself.
O le ko ara re nila.
When your underwears are still in place.
Nigba to ba yi so awon aso awotele re modi.
You must be naked before God before he can circumcise you.
O nilo lati wa ni o ni waju Olorun ko to le ko nila.
And there is no room for hypocrisy in this matter.
Ele ba ye si fun agbagbebe ninu oro to wa
ni. Beloved, more than at any other time in the church of God.
Araju igba mi ran lo ninu ijo Olorun.
Circumcision of the heart is the need of the hour.
Iko la ko je o ta nilo ni akoko
yi. It's a critical issue that we must face.
O je oro to di oro yan ta ni lati doju ko.
Because that circumcision will enable you to fulfill God's agenda for your life.
Nitori iko la yi yo je ko le se eto Olorun fun aye re.
You cannot de-circumcise yourself once you are circumcised.
Niwo igba to ba ti gba ikola o tun le sora re da lai ikola mo.
Once you reach that stage in your Christian life.
Niwo igba to ba ti de ipele yen ninu igbe aye
Christian. You crossed a bridge.
Ara o ti so da afara.
And you cannot go back.
Ti o se pada seyin mo.
It's a mark that you are not going back.
O ja mi pe ipada seyin o si mo.
But this circumcision is foundational to salvation.
Ikola yi o je ohun okukudun fun igbala.
To be circumcised, it means that you now get to a stage in your Christian life in which you can declare, I have reached the point of no return.
Láti gba ìkọlà ó túmọ̀ sí pé ènìyàn ti dé ìpele kan nínú ìgbé ayé kìrìsìtẹ́nì rẹ̀ tí ò lè padà sẹ́yìn mọ́.
And when the powers of darkness see that kind of mark on you.
Nígbà tí àwọn ọgbà òkùnkùn bá rí irú àmì yẹn lára rẹ̀.
They flee.
Wọ́n á sá.
That's some people like Paul.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí àwọn èèyàn bíi Paul
become terror to the powers of darkness.
Wọ́n fi di ẹ̀rù jẹ̀jẹ̀ fún àwọn agbára òkùnkùn.
And say what is it that can keep us away from the love of Christ?
Wọ́n pe kí ló ń tó lè yà wá kúrò ní ìbẹ́ Kristi.
What can separate us? What can keep us away? Is it famine? Hunger? Is it persecution? Nothing.
Kò sí.
When circumcision is in place,
nígbà tí ìkọlà bá wà,
the enemy sees you and trembles.
Ọ̀tá yóò rí ọ, a sì máa gbọ̀n pẹ̀pẹ̀.
That's why the circumcision of the heart is commanded in scripture.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí a fi pa láṣẹ pé a gbọ́dọ̀ kọ ọkàn wa nílà.
Many who are born again need to be born again again.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ tó ti di àtúbí ni wọ́n nílò láti tún di àtúbí lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Many present day Christians have become stiff-necked and they have become stubborn.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ Kristẹni òde òní ló ti di alágídí àti Ọlọ́run líle ènìyàn.
To be stiff-necked is to get to the terminal stage of disobedience.
Láti jẹ́ Ọlọ́run líle ènìyàn òun ni nígbà tí ènìyàn bá dé góńgó ikú nínú ìrìn àjò. Àìgbọ́rọ̀.
But when you are circumcised.
Ìgbọ́n nígbà tó bá gba ìkọlà.
You put off.
O pati.
From your heart.
Láti ọkàn rẹ.
The body of sin.
Ẹrù wíwú ẹ̀ṣẹ̀.
You humble yourself before God.
O rí ara rẹ sílẹ̀ níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You see yourself as God sees you.
O máa rí ara rẹ bí Ọlọ́run ti rí ọ.
You agree with God about your life.
O pa sí Ọlọ́run lẹ́nu ohun tí Ọlọ́run ń wí nípa ayé
rẹ. Then your heart becomes clean.
Ọkàn rẹ yóò wà di mímọ́.
Good.
Yóò di dára.
Fixed.
Yóò ní ibi tó dojú kọ.
Faithful.
Yóò jẹ́ olótìtọ́.
Understanding.
Yóò jẹ́ amòye ọkàn.
Honest.
Yóò jẹ́ onínú kan.
Contrite.
Yóò jẹ́ ọkọ̀ dúdúró ṣinṣin.
Your heart becomes true.
Ọkọ̀ rẹ yóò jẹ́ ọkọ̀ títọ́.
Rule.
Ọkọ̀ ọ̀tún.
Sound.
Ọkọ̀ tó yẹ kóró.
Glad.
Ọkọ̀ onínú dídùn.
Your heart now becomes established in the things of God.
Ọkọ̀ rẹ yóò sì dúró ṣinṣin nínú àwọn nǹkan ti Ọlọ́run.
Your heart becomes tender.
Ọkọ̀ rẹ yóò jẹ́ ọkọ̀ tó rọ̀.
Pure.
Ọkọ̀ mímọ́.
Perfect.
Ọkọ̀ pípé.
Wise.
Ọkọ̀ tó jẹ́ ọlọ́gbọ́.
It is circumcised.
Ló bá gba ìkọlà.
Heaven and hell.
Ọrun àti ọ̀run àpáàdì.
They are very interesting places.
Wọ́n jẹ́ ibi tó lárinrin.
Both of them have gates.
Méjèèjì ló lẹ́nu ọ̀nà.
But their gates are very interesting.
Ìgbẹ́ inú ọ̀nà wọn ó lárinrin.
The gates can only open from the outside.
Láti òde nìkan ni ilẹ̀kùn ohun ti lè ṣí.
Once you get in.
Tí èèyàn bá ti wọlé.
There is no getting out.
Kò ṣe é jáde mọ́.
They cannot transfer a person from heaven to hellfire.
Oh, le gbe eniyan lati orun kan lo ju soru apadi.
Neither can they transfer a person from hellfire to heaven.
Be ni won le mu ero orun apadi kan mu lo soru.
The gates do not let the prisoners out.
Enu ona won ki je ka won nde be o jade.
But it lets people in.
Mama je pe eniyan o wole.
99% of those who are in hellfire now.
Idamokodini ogorun awon eni ton be ni oro apadi
ba. The problem was that they did not allow God through the Holy Ghost to carry out a surgical operation of their heart in terms of circumcision.
Isoro won ni pe o fi aye gba Olorun nipase emi mimo lati se ise abe lori okan won.
And because the heart is not circumcised, the flesh did what it wanted to do. The flesh operated without control. I want you to understand it. Before somebody will go ahead and go and visit a prostitute, the thing starts from the heart. Before you can decide to be sleeping without your boyfriend or the so-called fiancé, it started in your heart. Before you started shouting and getting angry, it's because your heart is an angry heart. Before you start stealing, the spirit of stealing, the robbery stealing, spirit must have started in your heart. Your eyes are like lenses of camera.
While
there is a dark room in your heart that develops pictures that the eyes bring in. Until you allow the heavenly surgeon to visit that dark room of your heart and cut away the foreskin and make it pure, there is no way to
heaven.
When you have a vagabond heart going all over the place, a wicked, foolish heart going thinking all kinds of things, how do you think that kind of heart will make heaven? The Bible says there shall be no unclean thing there. No matter how you try, if the heart is unclean, it's uncircumcised. Just as God keeps out the uncircumcised from his program, he will keep you out. If you want the heavenly surgeon to visit your heart with his circumcision blades, then you have started a path of spiritual revival and recovery. I want God to do something in
you.
That's why we sing here sometimes. Change my heart, O God. May I be like thee. Make it ever new. May I be like thee. And that's why that popular songwriter, he says, "I've thine affections been nailed to the cross. Is thy heart right with God? Does thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Washed in the crimson blood. Cleansed and made holy.
That is what you mean.
Humble and lowly. Right. In the sight of God. A very popular hymn in
our Bible.
So, as thou dominion over self and sin, is thy heart right with God? Over all evil, with you and without.
Lori gbogbo ibi ninu ati ode.
Is thy heart right with God?
Se okore to pelu Olorun.
Then now ask the last question.
O abere ito kai.
Are all thy powers under Jesus' control?
Se gbogbo agbara rẹ bẹ lábẹ́ àkóso Jésù.
You are not right with God.
Ṣé ọkùnrin tó pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run?
Does he each moment abide in your soul?
Ṣé ní gbogbo ìgbà ló ń gbé nínú ọkàn rẹ?
Is your heart right with God?
Ṣé ọkùnrin tó pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run?
Is your heart right with God?
Ṣé ọkùnrin tó pẹ̀lú Ọlọ́run?
Wash in the crimson flood.
Ṣé a fọ nínú ẹ̀jẹ̀?
Cleansed and made holy.
Tá a wẹ̀lò, tá a sì sọ di mímọ́.
Humble and lowly.
Tá a rẹ̀ sílẹ̀, tó sì jẹ́ oníwà pẹ̀lẹ́.
In the sight of God.
Tó tọ́ níwájú Ọlọ́run.
The first thing is an intention.
Ohun àkọ́kọ́ ni èrò.
Number two.
Èkejì.
Is to make yourself naked before God.
Òun ni láti ṣí ara rẹ payá, ṣí ara rẹ sí ìhòhò níwájú Ọlọ́run.
You can't come to God and begin to masquerade.
O lè wá síwájú Ọlọ́run kó o sì gbé ẹ̀kú eérú
rẹ. You see through those masquerade of religion.
Nítorí Olúwa lè rí pé gbogbo ẹ̀kú ẹ̀sìn tó gbé wọ̀nyẹn.
You can see through your masquerade.
O lè rí ìsàlẹ̀
olùkọ́ ẹ̀kú rẹ. You know you better than you know yourself.
Ó mọ̀ dáadáa ju bó ti mọ ara rẹ.
He knows you are not living right.
Ó mọ̀ pé ògbé ìgbé ayé tó tọ́.
He knows you don't do quiet time.
Ó mọ̀ pé òkè ti àkókò ìdákẹ́jẹ́.
All those things you are doing, you think God does not see? He knows.
Gbogbo nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn tó ń ṣe tó lérò fún Ọlọ́run mọ̀, ó kúkú mọ̀.
He knows.
Ọlọ́run mọ̀.
So be open to God, be sincere about yourself.
Ṣé olóòtítọ́ nípa ara rẹ níwájú Ọlọ́run?
When you are open to God, then he is able to help you.
Nígbà tó bá ṣí ara rẹ payá níwájú Ọlọ́run yóò lè ràn ọ́ lọ́wọ́.
But if you hide.
Gbogbo bá ń para pamọ́.
And masquerade.
So sì ń díbọ́.
And you do not call out when you need help.
Ṣé o sì ké gbàjarè nígbà tó nílò ìrànlọ́wọ́?
Then you are in trouble indeed.
Wàhálà ńlá ló wọ̀.
The third thing is this.
Ohun ìkẹta rè é.
After you have an holy intention.
Lẹ́yìn ìgbà tó bá ní èrò mímọ́.
And then after you are naked and sincere before your God.
Tó o sì tún ṣíra rẹ payá níwájú Ọlọ́run rẹ.
The third thing is so. Cry unto God.
Ohun ìkẹta ni láti ké tọ Ọlọ́run lọ.
That he should attend to your wicked heart.
Ṣé kó bójú tó ọkọ̀ búburú rẹ?
With a surgical blade.
Pẹ̀lú abẹ́ ìkọlà rẹ.
The first skin on your heart will be removed.
Kí atọ́tọ́ orí ọkàn rẹ kó lè kúrò.
So that you can be what God really wants you to become.
Kó ba lè jẹ́ ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó jẹ́.
So that the first skin of sin will be pulled off your heart.
Kí atọ́tọ́ ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kó lè kúrò lórí ọkàn rẹ.
So that you can be the kind of person God wants you to be.
Kó ba lè jẹ́ irú ẹni tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó jẹ́.
You cry unto God.
Ó kéte Ọlọ́run.
You cry from your heart.
Ó kéte Ọlọ́run láti inú ọkàn rẹ.
The fourth line that you do.
Orin kẹrin tí o tún gbọ́dọ̀ ṣe.
Is to make a commitment to obey the Lord always.
Òun ni pé wà á fi ara rẹ fún ìgbé ayé gbígbọ́ràn sí Ọlọ́run lẹ́nu ní gbogbo
ìgbà. Commit yourself to constant obedience.
Ó fi ara rẹ fún ìgbé ayé ìgbọ́ràn ìgbà gbogbo.
Constant obedience.
Ìgbọ́ràn ìgbà gbogbo.
Any small instruction God gives.
Àṣẹ kékeré tí Ọlọ́run bá pa fún ọ.
You work according to that instruction.
Ó ṣiṣẹ́ gẹ́gẹ́ bí àṣẹ òun bá ti wí.
And the last point is this.
Kókó ìtọ́sí kẹ́yìn inú rẹ̀ rè é.
You should ensure that you are not practicing fake repentance.
Rí i dájú pé o ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà èké.
Don't practice fake repentance.
Má ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà èké.
Any small mistake you make, quickly repent and run back to Jesus.
Àṣìṣe kékeré tó bá ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà kó o sì dú padà wá sọ́dọ̀ Jésù.
Because repentance without instant obedience is not repentance.
Nítorí pé ìrònúpìwàdà láìsí ìgbọràn tó tẹ̀lé lẹ́sẹ̀kẹsẹ̀ kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
Repentance that is still longing for sin is not repentance.
Ìrònúpìwàdà tó yìí ń ṣàfẹ́rí ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
Repentance that goes with hypocritical concealment of sin is not repentance.
Ìrònúpìwàdà tó yìí ní ṣe pẹ̀lú fífi àgbàgbé bo ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ mọ́lẹ̀ kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
Repentance that is still keeping company with the old sinful partners is not repentance.
Ìrònúpìwàdà tó yìí ń bá àwọn ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ ẹ̀tẹ́dìjọ́ ń tọ̀rẹ́ látẹ̀yìnwá ṣe pọ̀ kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
Repentance that will not forgive others is not repentance.
Ìrònúpìwàdà tí ò ní dáríjì àwọn ẹlòmíràn kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
Repentance that will not produce desire to move closer and closer to God is not repentance.
Ìrònúpìwàdà tí kò ní fa àníyàn láti fẹ́ súnmọ́ Ọlọ́run sí ìyẹn kì í ṣe ìrònúpìwàdà.
You need to cry to the Lord here tonight.
O nílò láti ké to Olúwa lọ níbí láṣálẹ́
yìí. In a format of prayer different from the ones we normally pray here.
Nínú irú àdúrà tó yàtọ̀ sí àwọn ìta máa ń sábà gbà níyìn.
Close your eyes on your seat belt.
Lórí ìjókòó rẹ ìjú rẹ báyìí.
Close your eyes on your seat.
Ìjú rẹ lórí ìjókòó.
As many people as are here this evening.
Iye àwọn tó bá wà níbí nínú àṣálẹ́ yìí.
He say yes.
Wọ́n ti pé.
God.
Ọlọ́run.
Dúró fún mi.
Dojú kọ mí.
Lingi.
Dojuko mi.
Dojuko mi.
Let me do what you want me to do.
Let him say unto
whether I like those beliefs or not.
So ya no fair away. Dojuko mi. Dojuko mi.
As many people as want to talk to God like that.
Iwa oto ba be ba olu aso be.
And they want to humbly ask the Lord to do it again.
You want to be irele pe Oluwa pe ko dojuko awon.
Let them go on their knees wherever they are.
Iwa wa wole lori eku oni bi do.
Unto him who is able to deliver to the uttermost.
You want to get to any toilet ban in Lagbato?
That's not where I am.
Oluwa emi re.
I see myself in the middle of your world.
Mori ara mi bi mo ti ri ninu awoju.
Whatever you need to do.
Ohun to ba nilo lati se.
To change my life.
Lati yi aye mi pada.
To change my heart.
Lati yi ọkọ.
Deal with it now.
Dojuko mi lasale.
Whatever you need to cut off.
Ohun to ba nilo lati ke ku
Oluwa. For my spirit man.
Ku onu emi emi.
Whatever you need to do in my heart.
Ohun te ba nilo lati se.
So that I will be a participant in the commonwealth of God.
Akunrin na awon ebile Olorun.
Deal with me tonight.
Oluwa dojuko mi lasale.
No matter how I like it.
But you can tell on kono to.
Put it off from my heart.
Ke kuro lọkan mi.
Cut it away from my spirit. Cut it away from my heart. Cut it away from my spirit. If you are that person that saw the rapture and you find that you were not raptured, find a way to this altar.
Go on
your knees.
You
saw a picture of the rapture. God showed it to you. But you were not raptured. Get on your knees and continue your prayers at the front of this altar, because that's a very terrible indication that something is wrong with your spiritual life. It will be a tragedy if you get away from here and you are still completely unrapturable. What is the sense in coming to church when the trumpet will sound and you cannot hear, and God looks at you and says, well, what kind of a heart is this? I can't use this heart heart.
Be on
your knees.
Continue
to cry to the Lord. Anything that is grueling down here. Anything that is making my heart to go against God. Oh God, come down with your surgical blades. And cut it off tonight. Talk to the Lord yourself. You might have been coming here for a long time. But that doesn't make any difference now.
Is
that right with God? Wasn't a Christian from humble and lowly. Masikate abushente raba. Rebusi akatenda sanda. Maniketenda kaya bushentera boko setenda yaba. Amen. Everybody will cry to the Lord now.
You
are the frontier. This prayer is the most important prayer you're ever going to pray in your life. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. My Father, circumcise my heart in the name of Jesus. Circumcise my heart. Masikateya boshente rabakarabo santa. Beketera boshende raboko posente yaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus, lagbadura.
The second prayer I want you to pray is this.
Adura ekeji ti mo fe ka egbani.
Second prayer, I want you to praise this.
Adura ekeji ti mo fe ka egbani.
Samuel turned back to Saul.
Samuel koju si Saulu.
He said, "You tore my clothes."
Ni wo fa aso mi ya.
So Saul, as the Lord turned away.
Be ni Oluwa se fa ya kuro
from your hand.
Fa ijoba ya kuro lowo re.
Anything in my heart. That will tear my prosperity away. Can you say this loud and clear? Die in the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus. La Badura.
It's one more prayer I want you to pray.
Oh, God, you are causing it to move back again.
Satanic point of contact.
Oh, we back at the Satanic.
Can you say this loud and clear?
We can know, brother.
In my life. Jesus said, the son of this, the prince of this world cometh unto me.
Yes,
but he found nothing in me. Satanic point of contact. In my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, yes.
Then.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus. God bless you.
Lord, we come before you.
Oluwa to yin wa.
Especially for the children here by the altar.
Baba ji lo awon mo yin to be lewaju pepe ni yin.
But anything in anyone's life.
So ko ninu aye enikankan.
That is making anyone or rupture.
To mu ke eni na o je eni ti o ye fun igba soke.
No matter how much we love it.
Bo ti wu ka feran re to.
Clear them away from our life.
Awon ti o wa ni wa.
In the name of Jesus.
Oruko Jesu.
Every power killing anybody's spiritual life.
Let
those powers be cleared away in the name of
Jesus.
Any hidden sin in the laboratory of any heart, let your power expose them now. So that we can repent from it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You may go back to your seat rejoicing. And make up your mind that you will not get involved in any iniquity. That will make you unrapturable.
You are so identity.
Let's all rise up on our feet now.
So what did they do on this thing?
As we raise our right hand to the heavens.
About in no what to us okay.
And pray this prayer for yourself.
What's it bad? Where are you from?
The book of life.
In where he
will not reject my name. Bible says. If anyone was not found written in the book of life,
he
was thrown
also
to the lake of fire.
You know,
can I hear the sister saying the prayers? Brothers, shout it loud and clear. Everybody. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and declare it. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus, Abadura.
A loud
amen.
He shall do new things. Water shall come out of the desert. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory for Jesus. Abadura.
What was that prayer again?
In the
give it 10 minutes before you sleep tonight.
Let's
share the grace of fellowship.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord.